Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kahal Shari Avram Iyun HaParsha series. We're holding Baruch Hashem in Parshas Emor. We have in this week's Parsha one of the most foundational mitzvahs in all of the Taryag mitzvahs, and that is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. As it says in Perek Chaf Beis, V'nikdashti b'seif b'nei Yisrael, I will become holy amongst b'nei Yisrael. And there's a tremendous amount of Iyun that can be delved into in this mitzvah. We will try just to do a superficial overview of some of the most basic and critical yesodos that relate to this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The first nekuda is, how do we count this mitzvah in the Taryag and the Minyan HaMitzvahs? If you look at Maariv Makom 1 and 2, the Shita of the Rambam is that there is both an asay of being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim and a lav, a loisase, of being mechalel shem shamayim. Hamitzvah hatashiyis hi shitivon lekadesh Hashem hu amro v'rikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Marmoka number 2 is the lav, mitzvah samech gimel, shezironu michil Hashem v'hu hefech kiddush Hashem, shenitz divinu boi, v'chule. So the Rambam says there's a mitzvah asay, and the corollary, the inverse of kiddush Hashem, is hil Hashem. If you look at the chinuch in mitzvah reish tzadi hei, and Reish Tzadi Vav, Maariv Makom 3 and 4, the Chinuch, as he often does, parallels the structure of the Rambam. Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Hei is the Lav, Sheloi Lasa is Davar Sheyizchalol Boi Shem Shemayim, and Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Vav is Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Just to point out, as many of us are aware, the reason why the numbering system of the Rambam and the Chinuch is so different is that the Rambam often goes in terms of the significance and groupings of mitzvahs, and the Chinuch goes al pi sidrei ha-Torah. But fundamentally, they agree there's an asay and a lois asay, Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. However, if you look at the Minyan HaMitzvahs of Reb Sadia Goin, with the Haggais of Reb Yishaya Perlau, it's clear in the Minyan of Reb Sadia Goin that there's only a lois asay. He does not include the mitzvahs asay of Kiddush Hashem. Says Maariv Makom number 5, explaining the Shita of Reb Sadia Goin, V'omnom kvar amadnu bazeh, the Reb Sadia Goin does not have the positive mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in the Minyan. He only has the negative mitzvah, the Lois HaSeh of Chilul. And as explained in the Haggais, the reason is because the Kol Mitzvah Sheyesh Ba Lois HaSeh V'Aseh Eina Meina Ela Echad Mehem. Reb Sadia Goin only counts one. If there are two mitzvahs that one is an asay and one is a lois asay, and they apply in the same circumstances, so Reb Sadia Goin does not count both of them as separate mitzvahs in the Taryag. That doesn't mean to say that if one is Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, he doesn't get the kiyum of a positive mitzvah. Many mitzvahs are not included in the minyan of the Taryag, but at least in terms of the tabulation and calculation of the Taryag mitzvahs, there's a big machlekes rishayin. If the Rambam and the Chinuch, there's an asay and a lois asay. The Fir Reb Sadia Goin, one of the Ge'olim, a bit earlier, there's only a lois asay and not an asay. That's the first nekuda. The second nekuda is, what is the foundation? What is the root principle? What is the yesod? What is the mahus of this mitzvah? So there's at least three approaches in the Rishonim, and there are likely many more, but for brevity, we'll cover at least three of the major foundations and root principles of this mitzvah. If you look at the Rambam in Maariv Makom number 6, who discusses the understanding and the root principle of this mitzvah, says the Rambam, V'enyan zois ha-mitzvah asher anachnu mitzuvim lefarsem ho'amuna ha-zois ha-amitis bo'ilam. The fundamental foundation of this mitzvah is to be mefarsem emuna, to propagate our faith. So the havana of the Rambam, that the root principle of Kiddush Hashem is the propagation of the faith, to be mefarsem ha-emuna. That's the yesod of Kiddush Hashem. If you look at the Ralbag al-Hatayra, over there in Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Ralbag has a different approach to understanding the yesod and the mahus of this mitzvah. It's not a propagation of faith, rather it is the preservation of faith. Says the Ralbag, ki bezeh ha'ofen, tishar ha'Torah kayemes tamid. In order for the Torah to have kiyum, to last in perpetuity, to be preserved, you have to have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Why? V'lulei zeh ha'ye'ev she'tasur mimenu, l'roiv ha'sainim ha'kamim Allah. There are so many enemies who antagonize us, and if it was for not this mitzvah, perhaps the Torah would be lost. Rachman al Etzlan. The Yasser b'menu b'sura zehal toiva nifla hamagia ma'atera asher ein l'shayra toivas yachas eilov klal. So the Fidei Rambam, the mitzvah is pirsum emuna, propagation of faith, Whereas the Fi d'Rabbag, it is more a preservation of faith. We have to make sure that we maintain and are shomer the Torah HaKadosha. And if it wasn't for this mitzvah that we have to die on certain mitzvahs, we would all just convert, Rachmana Litzlan, and perhaps the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, would be lost. If you look at the Ramban over here in Chaf Beis Amid Beis and the Chinuch that we saw earlier, they have a different approach to this mitzvah. It's not like the Rambam to be mefarsin the emunah of Hashem. It's not like the Rabag that it is to be shomer the emunah, to be shomer the Torah. Rather, it relates to us. It's a din in the eved status of Bnei Yisrael. We are avadim, we are servants, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And a servant is obligated to perform at the highest levels if that's what his master requires. Says the Ramban in Maramaka number 8, Shuhu tam yiflo kol ha-mitzvah yishiroi l'kadosh shmoy aleim, bavur she'anachnu avodav asher ga'alnu mimitzrayim. The root principle of Kiddush Hashem is that we are avodim, and avodim are obligated to serve their masters at the highest level, and sometimes even with accepting the punishment of death. It is mitzidenu, it's mitzad us, it's mitzad the gavra who is obligated to give his life up, because that's what we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not mitzad the emuna or mitzad the Torah. And the Chinuch also goes parallel to the Ramban. And the Chinuch says, Shorish mitzvah zu yadua, the root of this mitzvah is well known. Ki ha'adam le'nivra rak la'avoid b'ira, we are here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mish'eina meiser gufoy al avodas adayna ve'enenu eved toiv, he's not a good eved. Many people give their lives for their masters. Many soldiers give their life for the king. Many officers will sacrifice themselves for their government. So it's not mitzad like the Rambam and the Rabag, mitzad the Emunah or the Torah. It's mitzad the Ebed status of Bnei Yisrael. It is us who is obligated to perform at the highest level, which even includes dying, because that is the role of Avodim. So when it comes to the root principle and the foundation of Kiddush Hashem, there are at least three approaches. Either it is the Pirsum Emunah, the propagation of faith, it is the Shemiras HaTorah, the preservation of our faith, or it is the Hanhagas Avdus, acting like an Eved in the highest capacity possible. Third Inyan. Let's say somebody decides that it's not one of the big three Averis. It's not Gili Arayas, it's not Shvichas Damim, it's not Avodah Zarah. Let's say it's Chilul Shabbos. And we know, as the Torah says, V'chai bohem, v'loy shiyamos bohem. There's a mitzvah of living by the Torah and not dying by the Torah. So if a guy tells a yid in private, and he says, either I'm going to kill you or you're Mechal Shabbos, the din is you're Mechal Shabbos. Let's say a person decides he doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos. His decision is he wants to die to keep Shabbos. Is he allowed to do such a thing or not? And if he does in fact die and not be Mechal Shabbos, was that a mitzvah or was that in Avera? If you look at the Rambam in Yisrei HaTorah, Perek Hei Halacha Dal in Marmaka number 10, said the Rambam very, very clearly, Chomisha Nemar Bo Yavor V'ayeharik. It's a case of Chilul Shabbos in private, not Shas Hashmad, not in a case of Havaras Das, just a guy who wants to play games with a Jew. He puts a gun to his head and says, either light this match or I'm going to kill you. And the Jew says, I want to die, and he dies. Says the Rambam, V'loy Ovar HaReza Meschai B'Nafsha. You're obligated for killing yourself. You are transgressing the Isser of keeping yourself alive. You're not allowed to do such a thing. So the Rambam is clear that which it says, the mitzvah of V'chai Bohem, that is an obligation. You must live by the mitzvahs, and you're not allowed to be going and die for any other mitzvahs. However, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, in Maramalka number 11, he brings many, many of the other Rishonim, which is many Rishonim, that disagree with the Rambam, that one is allowed, if they want, to even die for Shmira Shabbos or any other mitzvah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Sevei Rabbeinu, Shekesha Amru B'Gemara Yavor V'ay Yeharig Pirs Tzarech Lavor, Kedesh L'Yeharig V'chai Bohem, is not a rishus, it's not a permission that you're allowed to live by the mitzvahs. You must live by the mitzvahs. You must live to perform mitzvahs another day. You're not allowed to mafmir on yourself. V'chai bahem is a chayva, it is an obligation. No, v'chai bahem is a rishus. If you want to perform chilul Shabbos and not die, you're allowed to. But certainly, if you want to die and not be mechal Shabbos, you're also allowed to. And maybe that's even a righteous thing. So the chakira between the Rambam and many other Rishonim is v'chai bohem a choiva. It is an obligatory mitzvah. You must live by the mitzvahs. Ipso facto, you can't die because of chilul Shabbos. Or perhaps it is a rishus, it is a permission. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos and live another day, but you're also allowed to give up your life for even Shmiras Shabbos. The Rambam says, even the Rambam agrees, says the Luki Yosef in the Hemshech, that even the Rambam agrees, if it is an Adam Gadol v'chassid yerei shemayim v'royeh she'ador paretz b'kach rosh l'kailis es Hashem, v'limzer atzmai afilo amitzvah kala. Says the Keset Mishnah from the Luki Yosef, even the Rambam agrees, let's say it's a Gadol Hadar, and the nation is very weak and very lax in mitzvahs, so there even the Rambam agrees that a big tzaddik, a big Gadol, can give his life up for any of the Taryak mitzvahs, and not only for the Shleisha Averis Chamurais. So the inyan number three is, how do we understand the din of v'chai bahim, the din of living by mitzvahs and not dying by mitzvahs? Is that a choiva? It's an obligation, the shita of the Rambam. And if you in fact die, you did something wrong. Or it's a rishos, it's a permission, like the Rishonim in the Kesef Mishnah. And if in fact you choose to even die for Shmir Shabbos, or for Chazer, or for Nevela, or for Trefa, or for any other mitzvah, that is absolutely okay, and perhaps that is even an ideal that one should strive towards. One more inyan, which is a very geshmaka inyan. Let's flip the coin. Let's swing the pendulum the other way. Let's say the halacha is, by the gimel averus chamuris, as we all know, the halacha is yareg v'ayavar. You have to die, and you're not allowed to transgress. What if somebody was unable to withstand the temptation? He just didn't want to die, and instead, rachman al-san, he bowed down to the idol. So what is his status in halacha? So says the Rambam, in the Hemshech in Marmokah number 12, the kol misha nemar bo'yareg v'ayavar. Of course, if you bow down to the idol and you didn't die, you're Mechal as Hashem. There's 10 people there. You're Mechal as Hashem. And of course, you were also Mevatel Mitzvah Saseh. But, says the Rambam, a very important halacha. Even though it was wrong, and you were Oiber Chil Hashem, and you weren't Mekayim Kiddush Hashem, B'pnei She'avar B'Oynes L'Maisa, this act was done under compulsion. It was not with your Ratzon. It was an Oynes in Malkan Oysai. And here it was an oines, and therefore you're going to be pater. So even though you were supposed to take the bullet and not bow down to the idol, and instead you bow down to the idol and you did not die, says the Rambam, because that act was an oines, you are pater from any punishment. You were not chayev for the maisa avodah zarah. So that seems to be, pretty simply, if one doesn't act under duress, he's pater for transgressing that mitzvah. It's an oinus. So the kasha is, which we're going to leave this with a question and see what the oilam has to say, the Rambam in Maramakam number 13 in Halacha Vav gives a very similar case, and there the Rambam says you're in fact chayiv for transgressing. Says the Rambam, k'inyan she'amru bo'intin kach amru b'chalon keitzad. Misha chala v'nota lamba. Somebody is in suffering from a terminal, life-threatening illness. So he has to be over an iser to survive. He can be over any iser except shlosh averes chamurois. Let's say lu yitzer, the cure for this disease is to kill somebody else or to bow down to an idol or to be over in erva. Says the Rambam, of course, ein misrapin ya aroig va'al yavor. You're not allowed to be over avodah zarah to cure this life-threatening illness that one is undergoing. Says the Rambam, and if one did in fact use avodah zarah to cure his terminal illness, says the Rambam, he's chayiv for transgressing avodah zarah. And that obviously needs a hesber. Why is it different if somebody is forcing him to do avodah zarah with a gun to his head? If he bows down and he doesn't take the bullet, he's not chayiv. He was under duress from the person who was forcing him. That's not a maaseh ratzon, a maaseh of oinus, and he's pater for transgressing avodah zarah. So why is it different in the next halacha if somebody has a life-threatening illness, a terminal illness, and the cure for their illness is to be over avodah zarah, and somehow doing that incantation will save their life, and they went and they did the maaseh avodah zarah? Says the Rambam, you're chayiv for avodah zarah. Maishno zemizeh. In both cases, the act of avodah zarah was performed under compulsion. In both cases, the goal of avodah zarah was to save your life. So why is it that when somebody else is forcing you, you're pater? Whereas if the illness is forcing you, you're going to be chayiv. That still needs a hesber. Okay, we had four inyanim. One, how's it counted in the tayag? Two, what is the root principle of the mitzvah? Three, what's the halacha that if you want to be oiver and not to be nerag, what's together of a chayiv bahem? And lastly, what's the difference between the oinus of a gun to your head and the oinus of a life-threatening illness, where one, you're going to be pater, and one, you're going to be chayiv? Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.